I'm very happy to meet my children from all over Australia, especially from what place?
Cessna,
where we preached about more than 7 days there, only 3 months before. Also the devotees from Mumlamba and other places, Melbourne here and there, they have assembled here. So I am very much happy. I want that why we have come to this place, why we are preaching and what we are preaching and for what. Now Prem Prayojan has become sannyasi and his name is Bhakti Vedanta Aranya Maharaj. And also Navin Krishna Prabhu is not now Navin Krishna Prabhu. He has been changed to Bhakti Vedanta Madhav Maharaj. So we are very happy that in the occasion of the birthday of Mahaprabhu, that very big festival where more than 15,000 pilgrims were assembled and 11 very qualified brahmachari were given sannyas, renounce order, and 2 Babaji Vesh, Paramahansa Vesh, 13, and more than 150 were initiated. Big festival was there, very successful. From all over world, all were assembled, and all became so happy. So I want that first Sri Bhaktivedanta Aranya Maharaj should speak why we have come here, what we are preaching, for what purpose, and what will be gainful for others. So he should in brief speak something about this, being standing. You can, yes.
शस्तं मनमतु सचिपुत्रमत्रा स्वरूपम्
अज्ञानकुमिरांधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यः वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशीन गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय First of all, may lakhs and lakhs dandat pranam in the lotus feet, my Diksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pash, Srishmad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And also in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pash, Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. You know that I have a very thick connection and relation with Swamiji, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. You know that I am serving him from 1946 or 7. How many years? When there was no ISKCON at all, no devotees, nothing. And he was a general class of grihastha devotee. Very qualified, very much qualified. At first he wanted to be in grihastha, in worldly life. But Krishna never liked it. So he arranged forcibly that he should come in renounce order and he should preach in all western and eastern countries very soon. So that is why, anyhow, in worldly life, what he started, he became unsuccessful because Krishna wanted. And forcibly, he took him from worldly life and he came to Vrindavan in Mathura. And he took sannyas from my Gurudev and his god brother, senior, Nitya Lila Pravishtong Vishnupas Ishmad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And then he reminded him that your Prabhupada has told you to preach in English and to eastern and western globe of whole world. So don't delay. He remembered him. And then he quickly came. First came by India navigation, Sindhya navigation. By boat, not by the aeroplane. I have come by aeroplane, but he came by boat. He was at that time penniless. Krishna has made it to show whole world that he was penniless, but his heart was so strong and liver. He has to give the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, Krishna, Mahaprabhu, and Rupa Sanatan and all our Guru Park. That, in brief, they have both told the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, he came, and very soon you know how he preached in whole world. I wonder how quickly he went to America, South America, Brazil and so many countries. And he went to Canada, all the countries of Americas, then England, European countries all over, also in Australia, here, there. He went to Fiji. Everywhere he went. In his old age he went. As I am coming, he came in old age. And he never was like an old person. Very strong personality, you know. But he was so much kind to me that he wrote me more than 300 letters to me. And he inspired me to come also. And in last, he told me that please give my samadhi with your hand. There are so many videos for this. And he told me so many things that now I think that after departing me to Krishna, I'm going in the service of Radha and Krishna conjugal. But some of the devotees to whom I initiated They could not understand my in entrance a mute. They thought that he had engaged in making money, only this, to distribute books. So he advised me and requested me that, oh, you must go and come to Western and Eastern countries to tell my pure message to them, though who could not pick up my these things. My mission was to the same as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The same mission to Rupa Goswami has revealed in his scriptures. What is that? That we are part and parcel of Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is God? Then Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Vedas, Upanishadat, Bhagavat and Gita. They are not telling that all, everybody is God. Nowadays, a wind is coming everywhere that all are God, everyone. We should know the meaning of God. Who is God? G-O-D, G-Generator, creator of the whole universe. Not only, he is the master, he is the root of all the gods who creates this world. Gods of gods of gods. O means operator. What is the managing whole world? How it is going on? Kansa came, Ramana came, Hiranyakashipu came, Napoleon Bonaparte came. Oh, Hitler even came, Mussolini came. They wanted to crush all. But what they did? Nothing. Sometimes scientists and astrologers tell that, oh, world is going to be destroyed. Oh, just this year. But Krishna controls. The destructor, destruction of the whole world. He can in a second, in a moment, he can destroy whole world. Old lakhs and lakhs world, not only this. And any moment he can again create. He is supporting all. He is everywhere in all world. So, one who can create this world, destroy this world, again supporting and nursing whole world everywhere, he can take even very big fire. And he can digest. He can drink whole the water of whole ocean in a second. He can take all the sins and everything by chanting his name. He is Supreme Personality of God. We are not God. Any man cannot be God. A soul cannot be God. He is the part and parcel of God. So Krishna shows what? He drank of fire, not so little fire, so big fire. He did so and he digested life. How? Like snow. Very easily he digested. He took Govardhan 7 miles, 14 miles long and 1,000 miles high. And he took on his finger very easily, dancing, playing on flute. Nowadays there are so many gods telling that I am God. Can you do? Can they drink
fire?
Once a man was coming to Mathura to me and met me, and he was telling me, I am Brahma. Oh, I'm very lucky and fortunate to meet you. Oh, I will test you. I told my brahmacharis, they bring a big fire and I will test.
Burning wood.
Burning wood.
With flame.
And they ran away to... That Brahma was fearing. What he will do? I will tell that, I told him that, I am very fortunate to have your darshan because you are Brahma. So I will test by this fire. Krishna took fire very easily. So if we are giving fire, burning fire in your mouth, and you are easily taking and digesting, I will think that you are Brahma. When they brought fire and he ran away, quickly ran away. So we should try to see. Krishna has given, God has given intelligence to think that who is person, who is body, who is soul, who is super soul. No? We know Jesus Christ. We honor him. He never told that I am God. Never. He told that I am son of God. We like this theory. We are like this. Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. He has showed in his life very vividly. And all his scripture from Vedas, Upanishad, Gita, Ramayana, Puran, all are glorifying Krishna, that he is supreme personality of Godhead. But for all, oh, so much doubt. Why we are going towards doubt? If a Brahma is coming to me, and he is telling that I am Brahma, that I will test him very easily. I will give him a poison, or I will give fire in his mouth. I will keep 1,000 months of anything on his head. Oh, Krishna has did, Ram has done this, Nisingadeva has done this. So if you are Brahma and God, that you should be tested. So everyone is not God. We are all daughters and sons, children of God, eternal servant of God. This is the message of Gita. This is the message of our holy scriptures, Veda and Upanishad and everything. We must follow this. Those who are telling that we are Brahma, I am Brahma everywhere, it is not true. We should not obey them. Otherwise we cannot be happy. So if you want to be happy, you will have to adopt the theory of our scriptures. You know, why we honor Jesus Christ? He has adopted Krishna as supreme personality of Godhead. How? From where this Christ word came? In his boyhood, young age, he came to India and he visited our holy places like Vrindavan, Mathura, Jagannath Puri and all others. And when he went to Jagannath Puri and heard the glory of Krishna. Krishna is Jagannath. At that time he has a very strong belief that Krishna is supreme personality of God. But in Odisha and in South India, the word Krishna is not uttered like Krishna. 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 From Krishna, it becomes
Christus.
Christus. From Christus,
Christ.
For Krishna. And his father. Krishna is father of all. So it is all right. So we should try to follow this system. So if you are thinking that we are son and daughters and eternal servant of Krishna, then you may be happy. By chanting his name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Ram,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So, I want to tell you one thing, that someone may ask me, or someone asked me in India, that was that 5,000 before a great battle like Mahabharata was in India, and more than 50 lakhs persons were killed in that battle. Only Krishna and 5 Pandavas in one side, and in other side Ashwatthama, Kritavarma and one Kripacharya, 3 were saved. All others were killed. 5 sons of Draupadi, 1 son of Subhadra Abhimanyu also were killed. So many fathers, mothers, so many fathers were killed. All the women at that time in India became widow. The children orphan. And so many knowledge of a straw,
archery,
and so many things vanished. So the question was that by this great war, so many persons, soldiers, qualified persons, all were died. Archery and so many knowledge, vidya, vanished. And from that, India became poor. In knowledge also poor. In wealth poor. In soldiers and all other things, India became dependent to other countries. So it was sad for India. So why Krishna is told that jada jada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham parintranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavan. Krishna has promised that when the real dharma will go down and the demons will come and rule whole world, and they will give so much trouble and problems to devotees, pure devotees, then I may come. My incarnation will come. They will also come to establish dharma. But we see, the question was that, we see that India was smashed totally. So why, how Krishna established dharma there? Oh, you will have to see. Krishna is telling true. The persons who were killed in
Mahabharata.
No, in Ramayana, by Ram, Lakshman, by Hanuman, by others, in next their birth, they became very powerful king. That positions, because they were killed by Ram, Lakshman and Hanuman. Now, but the motive was same. What motive? That as we all want that we should be happy. They wanted to be happy. But how? You know that nowadays whole world wants to be happy. they don't want to suffer. But we see that all are suffering. So much inventions has been done by, you know, by scientists. From cooking room to computer age. Now, aeroplane, everything is controlled by computer. But you know that we can change if it is rotten brain, we can change. We can change eyes also. We can take eyes from dead person, and we can keep it here. If your heart is defective, it can be changed now. We can put on our fingers on switch, dining room may come, Latin will come, so many rooms will come. All facility we have by the scientific development. This is the nature of whole living beings, especially those who are like demons. They don't recognize Krishna or God any. They want to be happy themselves. Now scientists are discovering more and more, but they cannot do. They want to know about Atma. Who is soul? Who is creating this world? But by this process they cannot know. So what they are inventing for our happiness, it is turned into suffering. You know that we have developed so much, but nowadays no love and affection for wife, for husband, very rare. For children, especially in Western countries, all are helpless. All are helpless to be old. So much problems from beginning. This problem is that we must be old. We must be sick. And one day, giving up everything here, we will have to die. We don't know where to go. What will be our future? But our scriptures, our Krishna has given all these things. That we are part and parcels of Godhead. We cannot be happy by worldly things. Never we can be. So we are soul. We are part and parcels of God. When we will serve and remember Him, and we will meet Him, in that case we can be happy. Otherwise not. This world is temporary, like a jail. We are in jail. That is why we are bound to be unhappy. Krishna has arranged those who have forgotten me, and they want to be only satisfied themselves, not to satisfy Krishna and to serve and to please Krishna. They must be unhappy. So this is the reason that we are unhappy. In thousand and thousand lives, births, we are coming into this world. This is not our first birth or last birth. Again, we may be hawks and pigs. If you are not chanting and remembering very merciful Krishna, very merciful. He has invested His all powers
all his mercy in his names. So names are more stronger, more merciful than Krishna himself, because Krishna has done. So we, if you know or not know, for test you can chant name for some time and you will see that you are becoming happy. You must be. But don't make any offense in the lotus feet of name. Or any devotee. So, Madhava Maharaj told, Pi trina dapi suni chena tararopi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniyasana. If you are following this instruction, be more humble than blade of grass. Try to be tolerant like trees. Trees bark fruits, leaves, wood, everything for others, not for itself. So we should be like trees. We should give proper respect to others. Don't want your own respect. Being so, you should chant and remember, serving your Gurudev, and thus you will very soon be free from this world. Sometimes we are engaged in worldly things, like external things, and we think that this is bhakti. And that is why so many disciples of Swamiji, they could not understand the message for what he has come. And that is why so many disciples, so-called, who has no faith and could not understand, and they are going down, giving up all chanting, remembering and everything. So he knew, and that is why he told me to come and help them. So my only cause to come here, to again inspire them, not to be a guru. I know that I am not their guru. So I have come only to help them. And you are others, those who want happiness, and to serve Krishna and to be happy forever. In Gita, in Srimad Bhagavat, you can see Ajamil Upakhyan, how a person was Brahmin, and after bad association, he became like a dacoit, very cruel-hearted, and very bad character. He left his father, mother, his wife, just wife, children, and he went to a prostitute. And how he became like a bad character person? In that age, he has 8 children with that prostitute. Anyhow, he kept the name of the last son, Narayan. And time to time he used to take that boy in his lap, oh Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. And thus Narayan name came in his mouth. In the last, when he was dying, he remembered his son and he saw that three faces, very ugly, very dangerous, very powerful. They wanted to take his soul and to take to hell. But at the same time, for Vishnu Dut, messenger of Vishnu came. Why you are doing so? So he had cheated his father, mother, wife and children. And he had taken wine and becoming always mad. He had murdered so many persons. He cheated his wife and other thing. So he's very sinful person. So we are taking his soul to hell to punish. But they do told, oh, you don't know anything. In his last breathing, at the time of death, he called Narayan, Narayan. They told that he did not call for his Narayan Prabhu, but he has called for his son. He told them no harm, even. So, Krishna is so merciful that they could not take his soul. And Vishnu Dut, like a guru, they saved him from this dying, and he was in life. He left whole his sons and daughters and everything, and he went to Haridwar on the bank of Ganges, and he began to chant Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Very soon, again four messengers of Narayan, they came and they told that you should come with me, us, and we will take you to Vaikuntha. He told that, he asked, I have a question. It should be solved and then I will come. When you came first, I wanted to talk with you. I wanted to take your feet dust, but you vanished. And now again you are coming, and you are talking now, and you are taking me to Vaikuntha. Why? Then he told, oh, at that time, you were so much lusty and so many bad things were in you. By chanting name, since we are gone, but still you are not pure. So you saved you from death. And we told the glories of name. Now you have very honorably and with Shraddha, with love and affection, we have chanted Narayan. Now you are qualified. Your all bad things have gone. Pure, you are pure. And now you have relation with Narayan. So you are qualified to go. So this name is very powerful. And then four messengers of Narayan, they took them to. So even a person who does not know the glorification of name, if he will chant and remember, all sins will go, he will be purified. And thus he may go to Vaikuntha. Or if he is in the guidance of any Brajavasi, having love and affection like Brajavasi, then very easily he will have Brajaprem. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came not only to give Vaikuntha Prem, but he came to give this Braja Prem. We should try to know who are gopis, who are gop, who is Krishna, who is Radha, and try to follow. So if by any luck or fortunate you have some greed for serving Krishna like gop and gopis, and that is called Raganuga Marga. And for that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I know that you are so lucky to come in this line. In this whole world I see that very rare are. All are thinking that we are God. Even a grass is God. All human beings are God. They think. It is very rare to follow Gita and Bhagavat and Chaitanya Chaitanya. Very hard. So you are among crores and crores, lakhs and lakhs persons. One, don't be weak. When Swamiji went, after his departure, all so many became weak. I have come to give some injection and power, taken from Swamiji, that you should not be weak. You have very strong faith in Krishna. and name. I also see that some of the devotees, they become weak, they cannot chant, they are busy in money making and worldly sense gratifications. So I come again to remember this. You cannot be happy by this. With a strong faith, you should remember and chant Krishna. Always remembering the glorification of Mahaprabhu and Krishna. And very soon you will be happy. If you are not giving up that. So in any case, you should not forget. Always remind that. By chanting Hari name, you will be happy. Or all sins, bad things, unwanted things, anartha, even agyan. Agyan means
ignorance.
Ignorance will go away very soon. And Krishna prema will come. So I have come to remember the message of Swamiji, the message of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath, and message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. So I, my heartly blessings to you all, that you should not be weak, have patience, and be strong. Always chant and remember Krishna, especially this holy name. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare
Ram,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Tomorrow I may tell some part, very sweet pastimes of Krishna. Very sweet pastimes. The pastimes of Krishna are very, very powerful. If he'll enter in your heart, Krishna will enter in your heart. So, I think that you are all well known to me. All here, though, are here. So tomorrow also. Tomorrow and day after tomorrow. You should come and hear. Those who want to meet me personally, in morning, they can come. In the house of Raghunath Prabhu, you know, perhaps all. And day after tomorrow, in the morning, we will be in the house of Shastriji. In morning class will be there.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. And then after that, 9, I will may return there. And in evening, again here class. So my request is, don't be nervous. Don't be weak. Don't give up chanting and remembering. Krishna is so merciful. He will sprinkle your mercy. I am praying him. Gaur Pramanam. Mahamantra.
Krishna is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Yada yada hi dharmasya lanir bhavati bharata bhutanam adamasya tadatmanam sujamyam vitranaya sadhunam vinashyata duskitam dharma sanstapanataya sambhavami yuge yuge. Whenever irreligion becomes prominent in society and the true religion is lost, at that time I appear myself to protect the sadhus and to annihilate.